in the kitchen, cooking breakfast for the Queen. The Queen was in the parlor, playing piano for the children of the King. Children's holiday. The Duchess of Kikori, always smiling and arriving late for tea. The Duke was having problems with a message at the local baby. Children all around.
It's awfully considerate of you to think of me here, and I'm most obliged to you for making it clear that I'm not here. And I never knew the moon could be so big, and I never knew the moon could be so blue. And I'm grateful that you threw away my old shoes and brought me here instead dressed in red.
exactly is a dream, and what exactly is a joke?
That was Pink Floyd with Jug Band Blues, from A Saucer Full of Secrets. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and you're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. And this week is part 7 of the Beatles Radio Experience 1968. So what that means is that anything that might have been on progressive rock radio, FM radio, not top 40, in 1968 may be on this show. And of course, we're going to have a Beatles song every 10 minutes or so, just to give you an idea what was on the radio in those days and how the Beatles fit into the whole thing and how they dominated the radio, really. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and I'm back. I was here from 3 to 7, and I took about an hour off, let David Dye do his thing, and I'm back to do The Cavern. So I'm happy to be with you for the next hour or so until 9 o'clock. And we have a trivia question, as usual. And if you know the answer to this question, get ready to dial 908-852-4545. And the first caller that has the correct answer and has not won anything from WNTI in the past 30 days will win a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. If you're not qualified for the gift certificate, you can still call in, and you know we'd be happy to field your answer, and then we'll announce who got the correct answers and who won the gift certificate about 10 to 9. So here's the question. It has to do with the song Blackbird from the White Album. The question has to do with what was the inspiration for the song, but we want to know the musical inspiration. It's probably fairly well known that the lyrical inspiration, it had to do with the American Civil Rights Movement of the 60s. So we're not looking for the lyrical inspiration, we're looking for the musical inspiration for Blackbird. If you know the answer, 908-852-4545. Meanwhile, let's listen to a song that came out in 1968 from the album Traffic, Pearly Queen.
I bought a sequin suit from a pearly queen. She could drink more wine than I'd ever seen. She had some gypsy's blood flowing through her feet. When the time was right, she said that I would meet my destiny. I traveled around the world to find the sun. I couldn't stop myself from having. Thank you.
She flies.
That was the Beatles with Paul McCartney's Mother Nature's Son. Starting from the top of the hour, I forgot to mention what we played initially. We started with The Nice, which is the band formed by Keith Emerson. It was not their first album. The album was Ars Longa Vita Brevis, and the song we heard was Prelude. And of course, he went on to form Emerson, Lake & Palmer later. And then we heard from the Beatles with Cry Baby Cry, a John Lennon composition from the Double White Album. Actually, all the Beatles songs we're going to play tonight are from the White Album. And then we carried on with Pink Floyd with Jug Band Blues from A Saucer Full of Secrets, the second and last album that Syd Barrett appeared on. And let's see, then we carried on with Traffic, with Pearly Queen from the album Traffic, not their first album, but it was called Traffic. And then we heard from The Nazz, the group that Todd Rundgren formed in the mid-60s. And we heard Open My Eyes from the album Nazz. And then we followed up and completed that set with The Beatles with Mother Nature's Son, again, from the White Album. We have had no callers. This is, I think, a first. We have had no callers with an answer to, or even a stab at the trivia question, which was, what was the musical inspiration for Blackbird? Not the lyrical inspiration, but the musical inspiration for Blackbird. And I'll give you a really big hint. It's I guess you'd call it a classical piece, because we kind of lump everything orchestral into the classical moniker, but it was actually before the classical period. So it was pre 1750, actually a Baroque piece. So that's a pretty big hint. So if you know the answer, call us at 908-852-4545, and you can win a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. After the break, we're going to hear Quicksilver Messenger Service.
Hi, this is Katie O, host of Katie O Radio. Tune in Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight for a great mix of alternative, including indie, ska, and punk. So join me Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org, public radio from Centenary College.
WNTI support comes from Sweet Jane's Roadhouse of Johnsonburg, located at 278 Main Street. Open evenings Thursday through Saturday and has a menu featuring entrees, salads, desserts, and more. Sweet Jane's also offers a wine night with a three-course menu on Thursdays, live music on Fridays, a pasta night on Saturdays, and on or off-site catering. Information available at sweetjanesroadhouse.com or by phone 908-813-8404.
Considering transferring colleges but worried about the process? Consider Centenary. Our transfer-friendly admissions process allows you to transfer up to 72 credits from a county college toward your degree, while articulation agreements with county colleges make the process seamless. Students coming from a four-year school can transfer up to 96 credits. If you're looking to continue your degree, look at Centenary College. Go to centenarycollege.edu for more information about our transfer-friendly programs. That's centenarycollege.edu for an education designed around you.
I stay a while, but I won't stay long. No, used to sleep on the prairie with the stars above. She used to haunt in the woods till I called her love. Oh yeah, you don't need your horses, babe. You got me to ride. You don't need your bed. I'll keep you warm inside. Yeah, she's got.
WNTI, where great music lives.
Table. Just a smile would light them. Canal 66, stopping every time. There's so much to California, just to see what I can see. Well, nobody knew just where I was, and that's all right with me.
In the 60s, I tell you. There was a whole bunch of debut albums in that set. Actually, five debut albums out of the six songs that we played. We started off with Quicksilver Messenger Service with their debut album, their eponymous debut album, with the song It's Been Too Long. And then we carried on with Steve Miller with his debut album, Children of the Future, with the song Stepping Stone. And then we heard from Free, which is the band that spawned Paul Rogers, who became a founding member of Bad Company and did a lot of other things since then. He's still pretty active with their debut album, Tons of Sobs, the song Wild Indian Woman. And then we heard the Beatles with Sexy Sadie from the White Album. And then Steppenwolf with their debut album called Steppenwolf with Barry Rides Again. That album also has Born to Be Wild, which I'm not ever going to play that. And I'll play a cover of it in a couple of weeks, but I just can't bring myself to play that because it's been played way too many times. But it also had the song Sookie Sookie and The Pusher, which are pretty good songs, but I don't know if it's a good idea to play them, so I avoided them. And then we heard from the United States of America with The Garden of Earthly Delights from their eponymous debut album, which ended up being their only album. So now, after the break, by the way, we did, I think I mentioned it, we did have a caller that answered the trivia question correctly, so you can stop calling, unless you just want to talk, that's okay. But after the break, we're going to carry on with more Beatles and other 1968-related music.
Hi, everybody, this is Bob Renotis, your host for the Sinatra Hour, WNTI's weekly showcase of America's greatest and most beloved popular singer. Sunday mornings from 11 to noon, I play the full range of Frank Sinatra's music, from his early days in the big band era through his classic recordings of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. So join me, Bob Renotis, every Sunday morning at 11 for the Sinatra Hour, right here on 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College.
WNTI support comes from the Sherman Theater, presenting a solo performance by guitarist Keller Williams, Friday, September 28th at 9 p.m. The Sherman Theater is located on Main Street in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Tickets and information available at shermantheater.com or by phone 570-420-2808 for Keller Williams at the Sherman Theater.
You can find out what is going on in the world of WNTI by visiting us on Facebook. Like us and be the first to know about what's happening at WNTI, from news about your favorite WNTI programs to photos of recent WNTI events. You can even share what you think about the great music here on WNTI. So check out WNTI on Facebook today, or for the direct link to the page, go to WNTI.org.
Just to reach you, Julia. 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 Ocean child calls me. So I sing the song of love, Julia. Seashell eyes, windy smile calls me. So I sing the song of love, Julia. Her hair of floating sky is shimmering, glimmering. Oh,
sing a song of love for Julia, Julia, Julia.
Jennifer, Juniper lives upon the hill. Jennifer, Juniper, sitting very still. Is she sleeping? I don't think so. Is she breathing? Yes, very low. What you doing, Jennifer, my love?
If not, I...
That was Dusty Springfield from the album Dusty, definitely, with This Girl's In Love With You, a song written, of course, by Burt Bacharach and Hal David as This Guy's In Love With You and made popular by Herb Alpert. And, of course, we lost Hal David this past week. Great lyricist. He was like 91 or 92, I think, but never would have been a Burt Bacharach if it wasn't for Hal David. And we started that set off with the Beatles with Julia from the White Album and then carried on with Donovan playing Jennifer Juniper. From the Hurdy Gurdy Man. I guess that goes out to our own Jennifer Juniper, a friend of the station. Hey, we have an answer to the trivia question. Two callers called in with the correct answer. The question had to do with the song Blackbird. Question was, what was the musical inspiration for Blackbird? Not the lyrical inspiration, which is fairly commonly known to be the American Civil Rights Movement. But what was the musical inspiration for Blackbird? And the answer is Johann Sebastian Bach's Bourré in E minor. And Rick from Califon knew that, and he knew it was Bach. And John the Baptist, our own John the Baptist, also knew that it was the Bourré in E minor. But Rick wins the gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. So thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening, Rick. And everybody else, thanks for calling in and listening. And we're going to hear Paul's explanation of the inspiration for that song.
But we played a little piece that was by Bach. And the thing we liked about it was it had a melody line and a bass line going at the same time. It was this piece. It really should go do 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 do. But we didn't know that bit. So it was our little show-off party piece. And actually the bit where we went wrong is... I later took that, the idea that you got the bass line on the top line, the melody, and turned it into Blackbird.
Dead of night, take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night. Blackbird, fly into the light of a
dark black night. For this moment to arise, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Why don't we do it in the road?
Concludes 1968. Next up, E-Town.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.